There were two big winners last night in the New Hampshire primary and a handful of losers. NHBR's Sean Hurley spent some time at the primary parties of two of the latter, Carly Fiorina and former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore.
As the musical act at Fratello's Italian Grill in Manchester, Amanda McCarthy has been strumming her guitar and singing all evening, with no idea she's been playing for Republican presidential candidate Jim Gilmore and 15 or so of his supporters.
I went back up after break and I looked over and I was like, I don't know if I should be playing. I knew someone important was over there, but I didn't know who it was. The owner didn't say anything, so I just kind of kept playing.
It's the same lack of recognition, Jim Gilmore says, that's dogged him throughout his presidential bid.
You really need to find a way to get the message out or people are not aware of you.
And Gilmore hasn't managed to do that.
Well, we had hoped that we would be able to catch fire here, get the press's attention, yeah, and be in a position to do the debates and make the position there and make our ideas known. And you know, some of that has not come to fruition.
Though he garnered a statistical 0% of the vote last night, Gilmore says he's not giving up.
I expect to go forward. I have a plane ticket to South Carolina at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm on the ballot in Virginia. I'm on the ballot in South Carolina.
A few miles down the road at the Dairy Field restaurants, several hundred Carly Fiorina supporters gather in a mid-sized function room. Though Fiorina's numbers aren't looking good, the mood is bright and cheerful. A little before 9, Fiorina begins to wade through the crowd.
Thanks for everything. All right, as we count along here, we're keeping going.
Hi again.
The best cheerer on the plate.
Fiorina pauses every few feet to shake hands and talk and pose.
Oh, Carly, can I have my picture taken with
you? Yes, you can. You got all the way here.
Fiorina walks right by Rod Weber, who has a beer in one hand and, as it turns out, a bouquet of flowers in his pocket. Weber isn't a Fiorina supporter, not yet, but he could be. It all depends on what Fiorina's peace prayer is like.
I usually offer them a flower for peace and say, in exchange for this flower, would you consider praying for peace with me now?
Weber doesn't lead these prayers, but instead asks the candidates to come up with something.
I ask a lot of them and says, listen, man, you're the guy running for president. It's what you have to say.
The previous night, he prayed with Ben Carson.
Jeb Bush has accepted multiple times, at least a dozen times. Lindsey Graham has done it a handful of times. Ted Cruz hasn't gone so far as to pray with me, but we've discussed scripture at length.
Weber knows his method is unconventional, but for him, it works.
That's one way to go. I don't know if that's necessarily the route for everyone. It's, you know, what I've chosen.
Carly Fiorina takes the stage and thanks the crowd for being the wind at her back.
Frank and I, we have to tell you the truth. We've sort of fallen in love with New Hampshire.
And as her speech winds down, Rod Weber sets his beer bottle on a table, takes the flowers from his pocket, and begins to move toward the stage. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.